So I said, thoughts on Caligari? He said he didn't eat squid.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Steve Newell. Let's be real, mate. You've been away a couple of weeks, and in that time there's just been one TV show which has been on everyone's lips. And it's from a very famous franchise named Star Wars.
Oh, that's okay.
That's the one.
Yes, the Mandalorian.
Does it stack up?
I'm enjoying it. One good thing about the Mandalorian, it's half an hour a pop. And for a weekly TV show, in these time-challenged times, that's pretty inviting.
I want more. I want more than just a half-hour Mandalorian. Yeah. When good Star Wars is good, it's amazing.
Yes, John, but at the same time, you also have to set 3.5 hours aside to see Martin Scorsese's new film, The Irishman. Mm. And when you're doing that, the prospect of coming home and squeezing in a half-hour show is a lot more attractive. No, I went to The Irishman. It's played some limited cinema screenings. It's on Netflix from tomorrow. I really dug it. Mm. A few people came in. I saw it at a 7:30 p.m. screening on a Friday. And I think a few people in the audience had gone to Friday drinks before coming to said film.
And went to sleep during...
That's way too long a movie to come in a bit pissed.
Yes.
There were some stragglers who clearly had been at Friday drinks coming in. Maybe like 5 to 10 minutes into the film. That was a little bit annoying. But the best bit was, it's a little bit hard to tell what was happening. It happened about as far away from this person as I could possibly be in the cinema. But it seemed like they may have been asleep, but also started singing at the same time.
Singing in their sleep?
Like about maybe 20, 30 minutes before the end of the film. And I could just hear this noise, then could see all these heads turn. I think they kind of came to, but I think that may have been another coming a bit too hot.
Text in if you do know someone who sings in their sleep, 5395. I do a lot of talking in my sleep personally, but I don't know if I've sung yet.
And would you sing a song that you knew, or would it just be like dream garbage?
Jibber jabber, some sort of garbage.
Should you wake up and immediately try and write that song down or play it down the phone? Or even better, just listen to the person singing and then rip their song off?
Number one hit that you
many,
heard
many,
someone
many questions.
Singing after just waking up in a Scorsese film.
Anyway, The Irishman, it's his latest opus of mobsterville. I already dug it. Stars Robert De Niro, a hilarious performance from Al Pacino, who manages to be both a great actor and also the kind of ridiculously OTT Al Pacino of recent, probably decades, I guess now. Mm. And the return of Joe Pesci to the screen for the first time in 10 years, who's awesome. And look, Oscar buzz, etc., I think, all around this film. It is long. It's amusing on aging, mortality, and consequences just as much as it is about guns and that. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a really good one to enjoy at home this weekend.
Is it out on Netflix?
It'll be on Netflix from tomorrow.
Can I still catch it at the cinema?
You might be playing still today. Yes, it's been on now for, I think, the best part of the last 2 weeks.
Jules has got a sly smile. No, nothing to add.
Well,
Steve?
Just cooking up a batch. Baby Yoda? Yeah, well, back to Baby Yoda.
Just in time for Christmas.
Disney kind of looked like they got caught on the hop by everyone getting excited about Baby Yoda. Look, first there was getting the GIFs taken down of Baby Yoda being awesome on the internet, which seems like a strange thing to do. I don't know, I'm still confused. Watching Mandalorian across the first 3 episodes, that is a great puppet character. It's a heart-swelling, highly entertaining, lovable little puppet mech thing.
Mm.
Better than Ewoks, yes, Jules.
I just gotta make sure.
So why didn't they have, they're Disney, they sell 1 million cubic meters of merchandise per human on Earth every 45 minutes.
Mm.
Why didn't they have all this Baby Yoda stuff ready to go? They've just made some really shit t-shirts.
So there's no, the merchandising isn't the first, not rolling out the factory.
No, there's nothing ready to go. The first wave of merch looks like someone's just done a bulk order off Redbubble or one of those like knockoff websites. I think they've missed Christmas. But anyway, I don't care about Disney's bottom line. Why are we even talking about it? But Baby Yoda's great.
Is that a hot mic?
The Mandalorian. Okay, so glowing reviews.
Yeah, digging it. It's, you know, it's not amazing, but it's entertaining.
Okay.
What more do you want?
That's what I want. That's all I want, really, from Star Wars.
Speaking of entertaining, we got really good. I was on holiday last week. We had a preview screening of Knives Out, which is the new whodunit by Rian Johnson. That opens tomorrow. I'm going to go and see it after I finish this beer, which I think is a good combo. I'll try not to fall asleep and sing. But really good response to that. Check out the trailer. That's in cinemas, and that's probably the best cinema watching this weekend, unless you want to see Frozen 2.
Okay, which I hear is pitched at older kids than the young toddlers.
What?
Word on the street.
20-somethings?
I don't know. When did Frozen come out? I don't know.
I want to say 10 years ago?
I don't know. Is it 10 years old, Frozen? Pitched at 10-year-olds rather than 5-year-olds? I don't know.
Gosh, is it growing up with its audience?
Potentially.
Just take the kids to The Irishman in your lounge. It's way cheaper.
All right, Steve. Thank you very much.
What are you going to see this weekend, John? What's your...
What am I going to watch?
Have you scheduled in your... I can see you've got your spreadsheet in front of you now.
What am I doing?
We've talked about these content options.
Well, I think I'm going to see Push Push in the BFM Lounge on Friday. If you're listening out there, you can tune in and hear Push Push play. And then I've got a friend's birthday party on Saturday. And I think we might actually be having a keg party. And then going to see Push Push after we've drunk a keg.
Right.
Maybe Catacombs after that.
Are you going to watch The Irishman when you come home on Saturday night?
When I need like 9 hours on the couch straight feel good about going to work on Monday.
Alright, so watch that's The Irishman, 3 episodes of The Mandalorian, and then a rewatch of The Irishman if there's any stuff you missed. And then
summed it up
solid.
Okay,
I mean, shame about all those good shows on BFM on a Sunday that you won't be listening to.
I could listen to all of those. There's so much to do.
Alright. Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.